Missions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're entering a dimension of sight and sound. A dimension where fantasy and reality are interchangeable. And the shadow you just saw out of the corner of your eye could be yours from another plane of existence. So get ready to take the next right. Or is it left? Either way, you'll soon be pulling into Terry Adams' Conspiracy Zone.
To the Health and Wealth Show, Thursday night, Conspiracy Night with Terry Adams, going into his fourth hour on the radio here today.
Yes, loving every minute.
And I'm sure we've got plenty to talk about. David Ernest, of course, here. We'll be talking about your money some, but we're gonna talk about strange things going on. I'm sure there's new theories about the coronavirus and what's going on in our government. When the government or the country will open back up, you know, we've been shut down for a day or two here. Mm-hmm. So I guess is the store closed? Your store?
Nope.
Y'all are open.
We're blowing and going.
That's
people
great.
Buying stuff to get away.
They're trying to get away, man. They're trying to get out of town.
I love it.
And of course, David Ernest is open for business too.
Oh yeah, we've been getting quite a few questions and quite a bit of money moving around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the safe mode, folks.
That's right.
We're still going to make money if it goes up, but if it goes down, you don't lose.
That's what you need to do in these strange times.
That's right. We have a lot of folks that are really happy that we were doing it that way too. I'm going to call the name of this show. What goes up always comes down sometime.
Yeah, a lot of times. It comes down quicker than it went up.
Yeah, Mr. Gravitivity.
So here's a conspiracy in itself. Is this really a recovery, or is it just something being fueled by the feds with all that funny money?
Bailing out Wall Street, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you go up 6.23 trillion and soon to be another 250 billion more in debt.
We can't get out of this, David.
Can't get out of it. Cannot get out of
it's
it.
Impossible.
It's impossible. You're absolutely correct. They'll never get out of it.
Many lifetimes will
we
pass.
We are in a trap and we can't get out. We're caught in a trap and
yes.
We can't get out.
You're gonna bust a move here in a minute.
But it's not because I don't want to help you, baby. Because I can help you.
The man can help you.
Yes, he can. And speaking of conspiracies, I got something here that you might want to consider because, you know, we had the big shakeup in the presidential race this week.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, Bernie bowed out.
Yeah.
And, well.
We need it out.
Yeah, well, this might explain a little bit.
Okay. The breaking political news, CNN now told Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is suspending his campaign for the presidency. This, of course, in a campaign that has been put on pause by the coronavirus crisis. CNN's right.
He didn't really drop out. What about his delegates? I mean, he said he's going to keep his delegates, but he'd like to get more. That's not dropping out. That's a weird deal going on.
We are now learning that Bernie Sanders has suspended his campaign for the presidency.
Bernie here again. And if you ain't heard the news, sit back and relax. I'll run it down for all of yous. It started in China. And it's gotten to be a pain. But I fear that the Rona has got my campaign. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're shaking hands, kissing babies, doing the good work. Then all of a sudden, everybody goes home and locks the door. And what are you left with? A guy who couldn't find his buck with both hands. And somebody else's hands helping. What did Yogi Berra say? It's deja vu all over again. And the second verse is just like the first. My presidential campaign was expertly crafted. But just like in 16, old Bernie got shafted. Folks are saying I got paid off. Well, they're just talking trash. And if certain people are listening, make that check out to cash. Oh, yeah, just slip it under the door. It's the big house down in the cul-de-sac. One with the new Lamborghini parked out front. And the girls in bikinis by the pool. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe I've had enough. I don't want no more. But who knows? I may take a run at it in 2024. So keep sending donations. Give old Bernie a hand. Then maybe next time, I'll be your hoochie coochie man.
You will never make it.
There you go. Hoochie coochie man part two. Yeah.
Nah, he's Bernie didn't.
He's trying to hang in there.
Bernie ain't hurting. Bernie's going to be okay.
He's going to be all right.
All right. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in this evening. And 279-7431 if you'd like to call David Ernest and make an appointment. Doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation. And it could save you a ton of money.
Well, we're going to talk about things that might be about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my attitude about this market has not changed in the least.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's way overpriced. Based upon a lot of economists that I've been, reviewing, there's billionaires that are saying they're not going to put much money in it yet.
Yeah.
You know, there's some liberal billionaires and there's some conservative ones that feel the same. They want to bottom fish, and you know, a lot of people think this is the bottom. But let me read something to you here. This was from 1973-74 crash.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting information.
Okay.
All the main stock indexes of the future G7 bottomed out between September and December 1974, having lost at least 34% of their value in nominal terms and 43% in real terms. In all cases, the recovery was a slow process. Although West Germany's market was the fastest to recover, returning to the original nominal level within 18 months. It did not return to the real level, however, until June 1985. In the United Kingdom, did not return to the same market level until May 1987.
Hmm.
73, 74, all the way to 87. Okay. Only a few months before the Black Monday crash. So, you know, just as they got there, they had that fast crash again. Whilst the United States didn't see the same level in real terms until August of 1993. That's over 20 years after the 1973-74 year crash began, that we were really back to where we were, my friend, in real terms. So, and then in 1929, the market went down. And then, you know, Hoover came out and said, hey, everything's going to be great. And it went up 73%. But by 1932, it was down another 90%.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I think? I think history is going to repeat itself. I do think that this is a medical problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there was an underlying problem. In other words, it was overvalued tremendously. And that was just the button that pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
So between the two of them, you're going to see a sick, you're going to get sick as a horse on a bucking seesaw. Well, horses don't ride that.
You know, the vet says that's terrible for your horse.
Well, anyway, you're going to get seasick like you would be on one of those Corona ships, I guess.
There you go.
It's not going to get that much better unless there's a miracle. I mean, okay, you guys could get mad at me, chastise me, try to run me out of town, beat me around. I got to tell you what I feel. I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and I do not see
any true recovery, I see the stock market going up. I see realization hitting them in the face, just like the past, just like history. Mm-hmm. And then something will readjust down. Now, I don't see 2007, 2009. Maybe it'll happen again. Maybe we'll have that same kind of recovery. But even that took a while. It didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, until we get through the woods, until we get really through the woods with this problem and we're nowhere near it yet, we're not going to have a recovery.
Let me ask you this. I think it's a good question. In 1929... And I don't think they got any notice. I mean, it just happened.
Did we get notice much on this one?
Well, a
little. We were telling everybody to get out for months, I know.
But in 1929, other than having your money at your house in a bucket buried out in the backyard somewhere, well, did they have any other place to put their money other than the bank, which the banks went bust? Was there any other recourse for them? Could they do something to save themselves?
They could have pulled the cash out and hid it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've got a phone
call. Oh, we got someone.
Yeah, let's see. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, fellas. This is Andy.
Hey, Andy. What's going on?
Nothing. You're talking about the recovery from 1929, I think, honestly, Phil, what we're dealing with today, I've got retirement in there, and I've lost a good bit, 401k, like everybody else. You know, I've stuck through it through September 11th, through the crash of 2008. It was sad to get my quarterly reports, but my broker, he told me just to hang in there, which I did. I listened to him, and as soon as Trump got elected, and it just exploded. We were blessed to have what we had, and it's just so sad to see things evaporate as quick as they can overnight.
That's right.
But what we're dealing with right now, let's just say, that we start making a recovery and everything starts looking good through the summer, and then we go into the fall, all right, and then all of a sudden you turn on the TV or you get a blurb across your phone, coronavirus pops up and Pakistan or some small obscure country somewhere, the market's going to go crazy again. I just don't see this going away. I think it's going to rear its ugly head 6, 7, 8 months from now.
I think so too.
That's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm coming from. And so, I'm not against young people being aggressive and buying lots of stock. I say do it. What I'm talking about is the people who need to get careful. Because 10 years recovery in real terms is a long time.
Exactly right.
It's just too long, and we don't know what's going to happen. And we do know the stock market's going up right now, so what would be wrong with jumping off sideways, going safe, getting a huge bonus, and if the market keeps going up, you get 60, 70, 80% of the up and none of the down. If you're within 10 years of retirement, what's wrong with that picture?
Nothing at all.
None. I think it's a pretty good idea.
I'm retired from one job and working on another, I'll be 50 in May. I'm looking at a good, hopefully 20 more years, before I call it quits.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this is a volatile market now. It's volatile times. The game has totally changed. It's put everything that we've known since I've been a kid growing up completely upside down.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dealing with any type of terrorism. We're not dealing with anything that we can put boots on the ground and go eradicate in a year or two, like we did with war on terrorism. You're dealing with something that is entirely different, and it's a global issue now. Mm-hmm. It's not nothing regional.
No.
This is a global issue.
It is.
And come September, October, November, if you hear a report and it rears its ugly head again, Here we go.
Well, you know the number to David Ernest, don't you?
I do.
Well, you
I do. I got to tell you, I can't disclose him. I can't disclose my man. But I tell you, he's done me a good job. So
okay.
I'm very proud of. But I listen to you a lot. And,
Thank you very much.
I take your advice. But thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
All right, man. We appreciate the call.
Glad to help you.
And that's
Andy.
He hung up the phone. Andy.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks that are looking at a conservative approach. You know, a lot of brokers out there, a lot of financial advisors out there are trying to become more conservative. And my hat's off to them, you know, for what they're doing. It's a difficult job to deal with a lot of regulations, which we need regulations, but we don't need over-regulated. And I saw on the news today where they're asking the president to lift off some of those regulations, because not just in the investment business, but I'm talking about everything. Mm-hmm. If they stifle us with these regulatory requirements, if you got to hire 20% more people to wade through the muck just so you don't, you know, get something all screwed up through the mud, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it just puts more stress on the economy coming back. Mm-hmm. They have got to lift those regulatory problems that don't even, half of them don't even need to be there, or if they're there, they need to be much more modified. Essentially, the liberals have put them on us so that they can create jobs. Right. That's essentially what it boils down to.
Well, I want to throw something over to Terry right quick. And, you know, this thing has, a lot of people have shut down. A lot of people are not going to open back up. Do you think that part of this could be some sort of a movement by the government to slow down business and get rid of the smaller people and give them a more dependence on the government?
Well, all right, let's think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, the Christians got off their butts and they voted. Trump beat Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. That was never supposed to have happened, right?
Right.
The only way we know, the things we know now about what's been going on, how corrupt the FBI is, how corrupt all these agents, the only way we know that is because Trump became president. If Hillary had won, we still wouldn't have the proof we have now.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, Trump is a fly in the ointment to the New World Order. Because the New World Order has to destroy the sovereignty of this country. Okay, they're going to split the world into 10 regions. It's in their paperwork. We know what their goals are. They want to destroy America. Trump got in the way. They tried the golden shower crap. They tried the Russia collusion. They tried to impeach him. Nothing worked. So what I'm seeing happening now is like an end run. It's like they finally said, you know, we can't get rid of Trump. Let's just bypass him. So we know that they were planning for a pandemic last year. They planned for it. Bill Gates, the CIA, all of them got together and said, what would happen if there was a huge, what would it do? We're seeing right now what they've decided to do, in my opinion. I think this is all planned. I don't think, well, Fauci, the doctor, all right, he's a liar because he's on TV telling us how it's going to kill millions of people. Well, he wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine that it's no worse than the average flu. So which is it, Mr. Dr. Fauci? Which is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were talking today that's looking like the numbers are going to be just like the flu season.
Exactly. So why are they shutting our country down? Well, they're destroying. Everything Trump has done is being destroyed.
Interesting you said that, Terry. I had a doctor today tell me almost the same thing. Essentially, what they told me was, you know, it's going to, you know, similar to the flu. Once we get it in our population, the herd immunity and all that stuff, the problem is that it's much quicker, much more infectious, and the you know, we get hit harder, faster, and then it's over. The flu is more of a gradual thing over a 12-month period. It kills, you know, so many people, close to what this thing's going to kill. This thing supposedly is much more infectious and much more faster. But, I mean, the you know, this what do you call it, social intermingling being,
Social distancing, yeah.
You know, it probably does help, but at what cost? I mean, look at the economy. Look at the economics
of
this.
2 weeks, David. If they do not open this country back up in 2 weeks, we will not have a country to open back up.
We are going, that's why I'm telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You see that stock market going up and you say, this is it, we're gumping in. Have you ever heard of fool's gold? Have you ever heard of a head fake?
Pyrite.
Have you ever heard of those things?
The calm before the storm.
Have you heard? I just read to you the 1973-74 scenario and the 1929 scenario. Why do you think history is going to be any different this time? Okay, you go back to 2007 and 9. Okay, 2007 and 9, it still took a good while to get out of it, you know, a few years, but we didn't have 30% unemployment that was made by the government. You know, mm-hmm. you push the employment out there at 30% unemployed mm-hmm. or even 15% unemployed. You got to
sustain it.
It's a disaster. You, mm-hmm. you can't get them back employed. You can't get them back employed.
Have you noticed that everybody who dies here recently has died from the coronavirus or complications? Yeah. You know, John Prine passed away the other day. I don't know. Yeah. Are you familiar with John Prine?
Mm-hmm.
Singer, songwriter.
Yep. Great,
love him to
great
death.
Great singer. Yeah,
and Joe Diffie.
Yep. And he, and well, it said that John Prine died from complications mm-hmm. of the coronavirus. I know he
It's a highly infectious mm-hmm. virus.
I know he
battled. And if you, I mean, they're trying to figure it out now. So there's a few, it's a small percentage of people, when they get mm-hmm. it, especially the older males, can die violently fast. In mm-hmm. other words, real quick. But, you know, there's a few people that are younger could die mm-hmm. quick, but less of them. They don't understand all these things. But when you average it all out over a year or two period, maybe not as many die with this virus as they would say, like with some kind of flu or you know, it's, but it's the doctor told me, said it's the impact of how infectious it is and how fast it gets in the system that's, it's sort of like, you know, too much shock at once.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I'm finding, David. And John Rappaport, a Pulitzer Prize winning author, researcher from California, he's been a guest on my program, great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He did some investigating. 5G. We all know 5G. 5G is a weapon.
I've been hearing a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm. What 5G does is it uses 60 gigahertz. That's its frequency. What 60 gigahertz has been proven to do is remove 98% of the oxygen it encounters.
Mm.
Why are people in Italy, older people, dying of lack of oxygen when their lungs are perfectly healthy? The thought is that they're using 5G in conjunction, running it on top of the coronavirus to kill people. That's the thought.
Mm. I've heard that.
Well, you know, Bill Gates is one of those thinking there's too many folks on Earth.
He's long said
well,
that.
Well, here's another conspiracy theory, and I wouldn't put it past the tree huggers. What if this was a true intent to slow down the carbon footprint and just kill off the economy and people with it?
Well, it's all connected. It's mm-hmm. all connected. Depopulation. Satan has a I call it a bastard version of everything God does. Satan has his version. We have the Ten Commandments. Satan has his version, which is on the Georgia Guidestones. Keep the world's in balance. Population of no more than 500 million. We're at, what, 8 billion now?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking 90%, 95% depopulation.
Wow.
That's one of their goals.
Well, eventually the world will not be able to contain or feed this amount of people.
That's the thing, is you think, well, you actually could put the population of the world in Texas. You really could. Now, you wouldn't have about 3 feet to move around, but you could put them all in there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem are the resources to feed the people, because they go up exponentially with the
right.
population.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a problem. A lot of the countries, like, you know, the United States is trying it. Certain segments of our population are trying it
mm-hmm.
to zero population, you know, no growth. China did it. They said if you have a second child, what are they going to do? Kill you or whatever mm-hmm. they're going to do to you. You know, they scared everybody to death over there. They're pretty violent over there. We have freedoms here, which, thank the Lord, we have. But, you know, we need to have people that think about all these things and what the consequences are. Mm-hmm. But when you shut the economy down.
That's insane.
You shut down the coal mines. You shut down electricity and all that just overnight, just so that you can save some other population of the world. You know, was there really something wrong with being isolationist in a form?
I don't think so.
I mean, look, they shut China off. If they had not shut China off, Trump shut China off. If he hadn't have done that, what would have happened? Would we really have had maybe 100,000 people die instead of what we got now?
Hmm.
I mean, who knows? But they say he doesn't know what he's doing. But he'd shut China off. He had enough sense to do that.
Mm-hmm. And because
in January.
Because he did that, it was racist.
Yeah. Oh, and, I'm sick of that.
You know, it's just, and you said something a while ago about Mexico didn't have a whole lot of the coronavirus.
No,
they're all running up here.
Well, nobody wants to go to there to spread it around or something. I don't know. I mean, they're not having the problem.
They don't have the 5G infrastructure in Mexico either.
And mm-hmm. I have seen, I'm trying to think, was it in Australia? Somewhere they are knocking these towers down. People
UK.
They're going over there and setting fire to them and knocking them over.
And that may come to that here.
Uh huh.
Well,
that'd be pretty cool. Have a tower knocking party.
There you go.
If you realize that it's going to be a disaster if you don't knock it down, you know, maybe that's the answer. You know, maybe the United States citizens need to stand up for themselves. I mean, we got Trump who's trying to stand up for us, but look, he's just one man. How's he going to?
He's so busy playing defense about all the attacks, he can't play offense.
I mean, how's one man going to save us? He's trying. He's trying.
He's doing his
best.
But
they're going to blame him for the whole thing, and I don't get that either. Why, how could you blame one man for everything?
He's surrounded by traitors. He just didn't realize it.
Well, and another thing is especially like Joe Biden. He's going to fix this. He's going to fix that. Well, how long has he been up there?
Forever. Well, he forgets how long he's been up there.
And he ain't going to fix nothing.
He
ain't
forgot nothing who his wife was.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
That's pretty bad.
And they had something on today, and somebody was talking about, well, he didn't say that. And somebody unearthed the clip of him saying, I mean, it was something just really, really bizarre, really strange.
He's out there.
He's always bizarre.
There's a picture of him going around biting his kid on the face. And just all kind of crazy stuff.
Crazy.
I mean, how would you want somebody like that leading the country? They don't even know where they're at. They don't know anything.
Here's the conspiracy theory. I'm sure Terry's heard that. He's going to pick Hillary to run with him, and they're going to get him elected, and then he's going to step back because of his health, and Hillary will be president.
Well, I wouldn't put that past him, but he's definitely going to pick a liberal female.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt he's going to pick a liberal female.
I don't think he's going to have the delegates. I think what's going to happen is Hillary is going to storm the Democratic convention, and there's a device there that's at her disposal that she could do this and take the candidacy.
Oh, really? You want to elaborate a little on that?
I don't really understand it because I'm not really I don't like politics, so I try to avoid it if at all possible.
Oh, okay.
But there's a way that she can get the delegates and take it if Biden doesn't have the delegates, and I don't think he's going to. Because most people look at him the way we look at him. You know, he's lost his mind, or he's well on his way.
Boy, definitely he looks that way.
So if Hillary got in, I mean, and we know what would happen. We would just go straight down, in
flames. If she got elected president, yes.
Now, the people who are trying to get her in, is it going to be like, what is it when what's that religion that when it's over with, all of them's going to go somewhere?
The 144,000?
Yeah, the 144,000.
Yeah.
Is that what they're thinking? Well, when Hillary takes it down, we'll be left, and we'll be the ones.
You got to understand who Hillary is she's connected with the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a globalist think tank. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, there's a clip out there with her talking about, when I become president, because the CFR is right here, I won't have that far to go get my marching orders. I mean, she's just basically admitted they're going to call the shots. So she is aligning. She has always aligned herself with globalists, anti-American globalists. It's about the big picture, hell with America. You know, we want a small, controlled, we want a one-world government where we're in control. We can tell. We can monitor everything you do, the few of you that we allow to live.
There you go. That's strange. It's weird.
It's in the Bible.
And really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in Daniel and Revelation.
Uh-huh. Yep, they play off each other.
Yeah. Well, I saw something odd the other day talking about weird people. Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, God.
Nancy wants them to take that clip of her tearing up the speech off of the internet. You got to get that off the internet because it's...
Guess what, Nancy? When it's out there, ain't no getting it back.
I wish she would have bit her tongue. She kept on... It looked like she was biting down on her tongue. I was just hoping she'd bite it so hard she'd drop the pages.
Well, I think that was could, if you know what I'm saying. But
So you think she has three stomachs?
I think so. And she traded one of them in on her
brain.
Well,
she don't have a heart. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. But I thought maybe this would be relevant again. I forgot to push the button right. Here we go.
That's a new computer.
Hey, have you got old documents laying around your place, cluttering everything up? Well, I've got some news for you. Call Nancy today. Old newspapers, stacks of old documents, anything you want gone, Nancy Pelosi can take care of it. Old recipes, receipts, maybe even an old State of the Union address. It's out of there. Call Nancy today. She'll come out to your place and do the shredding, or as a special treat, she'll even do it for you live on national TV. But that might cost you a little bit extra. maybe even a few Senate seats come Election Day. You think your documents might be too tough to destroy? Well, don't worry. Nancy's even working on the Constitution. Nancy uses state-of-the-art equipment like the bilateral extended yo-yo dynamic oscillating thermocharged homophone shredder. Or biatch for short.
Don't mess with me.
Call Nancy Shredding Service today at 1-800-927-43387. That's 1-800-WASHED-UP. Call today before she's censured.
Look at what Pelosi just caught.
Nice rip, Nancy.
She did what now?
Didn't she sell off her Amazon stock right before all this hit? She had prior knowledge this was
going to be. There were several senators and congressmen.
Yeah. Put it past her. Hey, we got phone calls.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest and Terry Adams. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, this is Chris. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good, y'all.
Good.
How's everything in the neighborhood?
Everything is great.
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, with the super moon, super pink moon, Passover night, and the earthquakes in the Holy Land on Palm Sunday, and the pestilence and disease that's going on, I'm just wondering if everybody should get right.
You better believe it.
It wouldn't hurt. Right. You know.
Well, it's getting closer to the end, that's
yes,
for
it
sure.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it, though?
Yeah, the message.
Anyways, I'm enjoying the show, guys. Just wanted to call and tell you I love you.
Man, we appreciate it.
Nice, man. Thank
tell everybody we said hey.
Y'all too. Have a good Easter.
You too now.
Stay dry.
Yeah. All right, y'all take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That's
bye-bye.
Chris Cleghorn, by the way. And I'm supposed to get to go down there sometime when all this mess is over with and go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I meant to ask
you. Fishy.
Yeah, we got another phone call here. Here we go. You are on the air with Terry Adams and David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Charles.
Charles. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Sitting here in the parking lot listening to you guys while my wife's doing a little shopping, and I just wanted to chime in on something. You know, with all this has been going on the last several months, but they're starting to talk about starting to monitor everybody to see who may or may not have the virus and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that we put chips in animals and things like that to track our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they start putting chips in us. To me, that reminds me of the, getting toward the mark of the beast, putting something in our body by the government, you know. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, we always think about the hand and the forehead about the numbers, but, you know, they put that chip in our hand or body. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, you know.
Mm.
Well, maybe they put the chip in their forehead.
That's very possible. Very mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah, and maybe they put the chip on their shoulder. I don't know. Yeah, but you said something that made me think. I saw something the other day, and it was I have to describe it to you. There's a picture of the word corona written like, you know, skip a line. I can't think of the word I'm trying to say. They write it down, corona, and you count the letters, and there are six letters in corona, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then you go over and you count the number of the letter, like C would be 3. I don't know what O would be. Anyway, you go down and you add that up, and that comes to 66. And then the first one is 6, so you got 666.
Right.
Coincidence? I don't know.
It's sort of like a Bible code.
Yeah.
You've ever seen the Bible codes?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty amazing, some of that stuff that comes out of there.
Uh-huh. Well, just remember corona, Latin for crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw this a while ago. Y'all need to pay attention to this now, because if you are ever hanging with Julio down at the schoolyard, watch out for Rosie, because she's the queen of corona.
Yeah.
And you better watch out for that. I checked with our Rosie a minute ago. She said that wasn't her.
No, that's not her.
Where's your wife shopping this evening?
Well, we're in Wetumpka. She just came out of the Dollar Tree. I mean, we're not buying any trees by anything, but we're trying to get the best bang for our buck, uh-huh. you know, the way things are right now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It's eerie being out here on the road. And nobody's out here.
It's kind of odd.
It is.
Are y'all from Wetumpka?
Well, no, we're actually from Eclectic.
Do y'all shop there in Wetumpka a lot at the Walmart?
Yeah.
Y'all know James then, don't you?
Probably do.
He used to be the greeter up front?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to ask, we need to ask James about this. James probably knows all about this.
Yeah.
He's probably got it all figured out. And everybody listening that knows James knows what I'm talking about. He is a sport now. He's something else.
Yeah. Well, he may have gone on to cover right now, too.
Well, you know, and sometimes these big corporations don't make the best decisions. And James was a greeter for like 100 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes in, knows his name. Everybody, he knows their name, the young'uns, the birthdays, and everything. And then they took him off the greeter job. He's there somewhere. But that was just, that wasn't a good move, I don't think. He was, if you had a template for the Walmart greeter, it's James. And Eva over there at Wetumpka, she's real good, too.
Right.
But Charles,
you know,
go ahead.
Well, let me get off so you guys can, I'm sure the other people want to call and talk in, too. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. And we all need to be keep looking up and keep faith in God.
Amen. Yes, sir. Did you have another question you wanted to ask?
I was just going to, you know, it's kind of strange with, you know, when Trump was elected, you know, and of course, like everybody's been saying, Hillary was supposed to have gotten elected. You know, they had all this stuff planned out, and then he gets elected, and he found out too more about the deep state, and we're learning more and more about all this. And I remember talking with Joey Clark and some of them a while back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if Jeff Sessions had tried to step in and do something back when all this started on this conspiracy about the Russian intervention.
Mm-hmm.
What if he'd have stepped in and blocked a lot of stuff? We may not have had all this revealed to us if he'd have, had he not recused himself. And that's just my thought, but anyway. Well, listen, let me get out here so you guys can continue on and talk with other people. And we appreciate what y'all doing. God bless you. Y'all have a great night.
All right.
Hopefully have a great Easter, too, okay?
We appreciate it. You too, and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228, if you would like to jump in the fray. We're lucky to have Terry with us this evening, and let's see. Do we have anything else we'd kind of run past Terry as far
I want to talk to Terry about the coronavirus, the so-called conspiracies, which are now turning into some kind of evidence of that it was a planned virus from China after all. You know, there's just too much suspicion about why they didn't have as much problems with that virus as we're having. You know, either they're lying and they did, or they knew ahead of time that it was going to be that way, and they secured themselves from those problems.
I still am not totally bought into the idea that this came from China. You know, the stuff from Veterans Today is very compelling, extremely compelling.
Yes.
Then you've got the Harvard professor. This was kind of his thing, and they called him with, you know, samples of this stuff on his way to China. He'd been working with the Chinese.
Yep.
So we really, there's so much evidence of it could go in any, direction.
Well, that's sort of like, you know, a lot of other things like, we know that Lee Harvey Oswald probably didn't kill Kennedy. If he had anything to do with it was just to help it.
Right.
Or maybe he was there to defend him.
Exactly.
As he told his mistress he was there to do, was to defend his president.
That's right.
So we don't really know, but we're smart enough to know that something don't smell right.
The official story is bunk.
It just don't feel right, don't smell right. Just like why we're really in Afghanistan. Guys, I appreciate all of you going to Afghanistan and being...
You know why we're there, right?
Minerals.
We're guarding poppy plants, man.
We're over there. Yeah, I heard that. But I also know that Afghanistan is one of the richest mineral countries in the world. I also know, because I've talked to military people that have been over there, that the Chinese are there mining the mines, and we're defending them to let them mine. So what's going on?
So what if the deep state is connected with China? What if they're working in conjunction? And what if the agency and China work together on this virus to release it to cause this pandemic?
I mean, look, if they tell you they go over there to chase the Taliban, but they're mining, what would they not tell you another lie?
They've lost the benefit of the doubt, David. they've lied.
I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouth.
Many times you can't believe anything they say.
You can't believe a word they say. Mm. And, you know, they would love to shut us up. I know that, but I'm not going to shut up as long as I've got the right to talk and to talk what I feel.
Amen.
You know, we still have the freedom of speech, I think. But
that's what I heard.
They don't like it. A lot of them don't like this.
Well, true. Terry, Dave and I were talking about this earlier in the week. And, you know, sometimes everybody says conspiracy theory, and sometimes the most far-out thing, you're like, really? That can't be. But that's the truth. That's what's really going on.
You know where the term conspiracy theory or theorist came from?
No.
The CIA got tired of all these dadgum Americans wanting to know the truth about what happened to their president in November 1963. So they sent a memo out, which we found through Freedom of Information Act. And that memo said, you're to call them conspiracy theorists to make it seem like they don't know what they're talking about or they're reaching.
Uh-huh.
That it was a product of the agency to shut up the Kennedy people.
Wow.
Well, because they're probably guilty what happened.
Uh-huh.
They were.
But the theory that I came up with, what if this is from China? What if this is from Wuhan?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have people over here and they had this like sleepers? Did they
sleeper
have people? Yeah, did they have people over here that were ready to infect themselves or infect others with it?
That's what I heard in California.
Yeah, they opened it up all at the same time.
They could have, but they wouldn't have to go to those lengths.
Really?
Not with this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they wanted our treasuries to crash so they could buy them cheap and then rip our assets.
Mm-hmm.
If people knew how much of this country China actually owned, they would freak out.
Well, you see, that's another question I had. They're talking about, I forget who it was, said they ought to sue China for like $8 trillion.
I think we are trying to sue them for $21 trillion.
I don't know if they got that kind of money. But
we owe them $1.1 or $2 trillion.
There's my next question.
We'll just call it even.
That's right. You think they'll say, look, man, you know, forgive some of this debt. We'll just, no hard feelings, you know.
Well, we tried to screw each other over so many times. They came to get some of their gold that we supposedly had in Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we gave them bars of tungsten, which weighs the same as gold, and we gold-plated them. But they were smart. They came with a Makita and a drill and went, brrr, that's not gold.
Well, you know, I think I would have done that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know,
true story.
I don't even, is there even any gold left?
No, it's tungsten. It's tungsten.
I mean,
there's no gold. I mean, when the Federal Reserve, when we got off the gold standard, I think it got all absorbed and God knows where it went. But it's not in our, we don't have it anymore.
And there's another theory that I had heard that right now what they're doing, they are prepping us for not a cryptocurrency, but an electronic currency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus, you put it in the bill.
We'll get rid of paper money, which basically is pretty.
Goes back to the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Yes, it's in the Bible.
Basically, paper money is pretty, especially the Canadian money. It's kind
of look at all this stuff that's going on right now. They say, if you want your check, you must let us have your bank account number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was going to be a lot harder to get your check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they say,
Well, did you see the I put a picture on today. Me and Donna, my wife, we went out and sat out under the trees today.
Cool.
And she's painting yard gnomes.
Oh, she's a painter.
Yeah, and so
cool.
I'm sitting out there just chilling, you know. And my hair is like unto itself. What's left of it, it's over here. Sometimes it's across the room.
Migrates.
Anyway, I had it combed straight back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a picture on the internet, and I said, what do you think? Forward, like a part on the side or back?
Yes.
Everybody said comb it back. Well, somebody said something about they put the Elizabeth Warren thing on, but they said you got high cheekbones.
Oh,
you may have some Native American in your thing. And I said something about doing a 23andMe, and my wife said, don't do that. The government get your DNA. I said, I think the government probably already got that.
Probably.
They probably got a file on everybody.
They have a dossier on
Yeah. I mean, that
big facility they built in Utah with the quantum computers, they have stuff on all. They monitor every call
they
you make, every search
the
on the internet, every email, they've got it all.
They got it. But let me just talk about a little information real quick.
Please.
There's some things that we've talked about in the past, but I want to reiterate it. For you guys that are out there hurting and you've got money in an IRA or a 401k that you could roll over.
Get it out.
There are, yeah, you need to get it out, that's for sure, mm-hmm. And get it safe, especially if you're 50 plus. But here's the other thing. If you need some cash, we've got a way that if you roll it over, we can add a bonus to it, and then you could pull the cash out and still have more money than you had to start with, you know. And get this, you won't have to pay taxes for 3 years on that money.
Wow.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
If you can't get any money fast and you've got, you're sitting there looking at your IRA or 401k and say, I'm down 10% now or 15%. Well, we might be able to replace most of that and then give you a bunch of it, you know, tax-free for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Think about it. How, on $100,000, if we gave you $10,500 and you still had $105,000 left over on your account value, you could take that $10,500 and get yourself out of this mess because, you know, the government's not going to give you a check for a long time. And if they do, it's probably got a lot of strings on it. Uh-huh. This way, they won't be so many strings. And also, you guys, they have 401Ks and 403Bs. It's interesting. A guy called me today, and we're talking about it. You know, with this three-year rollover thing, you probably could borrow or, for sure, withdraw the money, use it, and roll it back into an IRA within 3 years, mm-hmm. or take it out and put it in one of our programs to get this big bonus and take money out and still have a bigger account value than you had before you rolled it over.
You could do that, and you wouldn't be waiting around to get your title back from Title Max, wouldn't you?
No. I mean, I'm telling you, there's all kinds of things we can do to help save your assets right now.
But what you need to do, can you say assets and but in the same sentence? Anyhow.
Absolutely.
Okay. I just did it.
Bluewater will let you.
There you go. What you need to do is you need to call David and let him explain this to you at length, and it won't cost you a dime. As a matter of fact, you can do it on the Skype and on the Zoom and all those other things. You don't
fancy
even
words.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your house and go down there.
But knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
And if you don't have it, you're not going to know what to do, and you're just going to sit around thinking about it. Let me give you that information. Let me give you the power to do something and not lose and gain. Everybody else is using this stuff. Why can't you use it? Don't just let the rich people do it. Let the, you know, the middle class do it.
279-7431. Call him today. And, you know, if we're going to throw another number out there, how about over there to Adams Motorsports?
Yeah. What's that number?
271-5500. We can get you a little short mean woman is big into getting people away from this mess. Yeah. People have been at side-by-sides, dirt bikes, man. It's been great.
She had a post on today. Did you see it?
I'm not sure.
Somebody had on the other day that if you had a mask and you had just had one and you wanted to sanitize it, put it in the microwave for 3 minutes. I said, no, that'd catch fire.
Probably.
Well, I don't know how long she put hers in, but it caught fire. I think if you want to do that, put it in a plastic bag and stick it in there for about 10 or 15 seconds. That should pretty much knock down anything that's in
there. Hey, Terry, you want to mention a good deal you got going over there?
Oh, gosh, David. Right now, Kawasaki's doing a big program where it's up to $2,000 rebates.
Ooh.
And plus, Polaris right now is implementing a new military program. If you're retired military, active military, 10% off select machines.
Mercy.
That's
wow.
on top of the other stuff. So that's
wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah, and, but you can't get these deals if you don't go over there.
Well, just think of this. If you rolled your IRA over with me and I added a 10-15%, then you could take some of that money and go put it on a down payment or even buy.
Yep.
One of those things. Now I have to pay for the taxes for 3 years. My goodness, you could put a lot of miles on that thing and have a lot of fun for 3 years while everybody else was hunkering down.
You could pick up enough aluminum cans riding around on that thing to pay for your tax bill.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
life's still short. You need to have fun, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And just don't sit there and, you know, think, oh, what am I going to do? Woe is me. You know, let's get something done. Let's save your assets and let you have fun, too. I mean, that's
Jesus
what it's all about.
Jesus said, I come to bring you life and to bring it abundantly.
That's right. We're supposed to be happy.
Yep.
We're not supposed to be depressed, and there's too much depression going on there.
Amen.
Things can be done. We can help some people.
There you go. I got a question though. You got those watercraft thing. There's like
jet skis
and stuff
yes,
like
sir,
that.
We
now,
do.
Have you got, if you're like out there on the lake and everything, have you got the little accessory where it holds the baseball bat so when you fall in the water, you can have something to hit the crocodiles upside the head
sure.
with?
Sure.
Because, you know, they're out there, you know.
Yeah, well, we can just bolt a gun rack on the front.
I like
that. Put your bat over the gun rack.
I like that. Or could you mount guns to the front of it, like you know, machine
yeah,
guns
got
or something?
Plenty of room up there,
like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, I don't think the Corona likes to get out in the wilderness unless it's when one of them rats or bats. I don't really think
well,
they came from that. So.
Tigers can get it.
Yeah, but they don't give it.
You can't catch it from. Well, if you get that close to a tiger, I don't think the coronavirus
the
is what you got to worry.
I think you're going
to
get something else. It's going to be pretty sharp.
Underwear is what you
get eat up out there.
Yeah.
And they said, I believe I saw that cats can you can't catch it from the cat.
I talked to a vet this morning because I took my dog to the vet.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about it. He says he thinks that dogs and cats are a dead end. Source.
They get it, but
they get it from you.
Yeah.
They don't really know what happens to them for sure, but as far as them giving it back to you, like if you were to like cough on a dog and then somebody put their hand on it, maybe they would get it, you know, for where you coughed. But as far as like that dog giving it to the person, he said that he didn't really think that happened. It's a dead-end host, is that what they call it.
Does it? Never mind. Okay, that makes sense.
Don't out there,
that's their opinion. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not a vet.
Sense.
I don't know. I'm just exactly. telling you what he told me.
You just play one on
just like
TV.
I told you what the doctor told me about the virus. I mean, you know, passing the word.
And I don't know, and I'm not. I saw they were, like, out at the zoo checking on the monkey. Seriously, they're afraid.
The dung-throwing monkeys.
Yes, they're afraid. I got thrown out of the zoo years ago. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I was out at the zoo. I had a date. I was out at the zoo on my date with this young lady. And this was back when the chimps were in they had like, it was like a cage.
Yeah,
and that's all
one.
They had, a big old cage, and it was cement, and they had like a tire in there, and they were all sitting around looking just really pissed off. I mean, just like
you're
in jail.
Them?
And,
you blame them? They're in monkey jail.
And they're throwing stuff at you and everything. So I'm standing there with my date, and I've got, for some reason, I have a cigar in my pocket. And so I take this cigar out, and I light it, and the monkey, the big one, is a chimp. He's sitting there, and he starts, like, putting his fingers, like, up to his mouth like he's smoking.
Yeah,
he wanted one.
I thumped that sucker in through the bars. He picked that thing up, and he started smoking that cigar.
Yeah, you're going to give that monkey cancer.
And that rascal sat there, and people just cheering as monkey smoking his cigar. And a few minutes later, I felt a little tap on my shoulder. Oh, sir, would you come with us? I'm all. So I got ejected from the zoo, me and my date.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you hang with me. It's adventure, I tell you.
Giving him monkey cigars.
But I'm thinking, isn't that the one that that drowned several years later? And this happened since I've been in radio. The Benji, I think, was his name.
I don't remember.
Benji got out, and the zoo is open. And Benji is running amok. He's running, knocking stuff over. You know, these things, they're strong.
They're very powerful.
They pull your arms out of the socket.
Yes,
like.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they did is they had some school children out there.
That's
and
always
so,
good.
And so we got to do something. So they run all the school children in the aviary, you know, where the birds are.
Over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Benji gets on top of the aviary. He's jumping around, making all them monkey noises. Well, the birds...
They start defecating.
Yeah,
don't
the birds kind of lost it, and they brought these chilling out later. They were just
they were splatter painted.
And then they what they did, you know, like
paintball
thing. And what they did is they took Benji down with a tranquilizer. Well, these children.
That's what he wanted the whole time.
Yeah, these children thought
he
that.
He wanted to hit.
Children thought that they'd kill Benji. So you got little children
crying, covered
with bird crap and crying. Benji
man,
dead.
I tell you the history you've got there.
Uh-huh, there's
going to traumatize the rest of their life.
There's children still in therapy
over
there.
Oh, man, that's worse than
TV.
The coronavirus.
Mm-hmm, I'm telling you.
Can't watch a monkey on the TV without freaking out.
Hey, we got a couple more minutes before we go. You guys want to close it out?
Yeah, I'll just say this. You know, there's a lot of things that people are wondering what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there thinking, well, you know, the government's going to save us, or you know, the stock market's going to save us, you know, everything's going to be okay. But don't be the ostrich that sticks your head in the sand. Do something about your future. you know, call me at 279-7431. Let's talk about how we can get you some money tax-free for 3 years. Let's talk about how we can make your portfolio higher instantly. Let's talk about how we can protect your portfolio, because if this is a head fake market, which I think it is, it could go down a lot before this is over with. So think about all these things and give me a call, 279-7431. The call's cheap. It don't cost you anything.
That's exactly right. And we're just going to mosey on out. I'm going to get us out. I got a good song lined up to get out with. Don't forget, we will be back live Monday night, classic program tomorrow night. And then Saturday night from 6 until 10, you've got Mr. Terry Adams over there. He's on with Clearing the Air. Yep. And I heard this lady on a while ago. Yeah. She was just talking all kind of good stuff about
Miss Connie.
You.
Yeah, she remember to send her a check.
And remember, you get caught without a guest host or a sidekick one night, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll come hang out. I'll bring pizza or something.
Well, that sounds like a winner.
And, sounds like a bribe to me.
There you go. And, of course, I heard this a while ago, and I wanted to mention this, that I believe Sunday morning, of course, tomorrow's Good Friday, and then Sunday, of course, Easter, they are going to carry the Easter service from Fraser, Methodist?
Yes.
Fraser Methodist Church. They're going to carry that live here on, I don't know if it's Blue Water Wide or if it's just here on 93.1, but, you know, it's still maybe not a good idea to get out and get in the crowd of a bunch of folks. And this is going to be a way you could have the Easter service and stay home.
Yeah,
and
stay safe.
That's right. And we're out the door, folks. And we're going to be back, like I said, live Monday night.
Yep.
And you guys have a good and safe Easter weekend. And I don't know, has anybody got a brand new bag around? See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.